Hello, friends. It's Kelly K. Walker, the Queen of Manifesting. Today, we're talking about a big fear that can stop you from manifesting a large weight loss. So sit back, grab something to take notes with if you like, and let's get started.
You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hello. It's Kelly Walker, the Queen of Manifesting, and I want to talk about a big fear people have of getting skinny. And that fear is the fear of losing all your friends, which I got to work on this weekend. This weekend, my husband and I took a 2-hour drive to a mansion in the mountains to see if it was the right place for my queen retreat in June. Side note, it was perfect. So combined with the 2-hour drive back home, we spent 4 hours of quality, uninterrupted breakthrough time in the car. And boy, did we work on some good breakthroughs. I told my husband that I had felt some new fears popping up over the last few days around getting skinny. By the way, fears of getting skinny randomly pop up like the dandelions in my yard. And so I try to address them as soon as possible so they don't take over and completely derail me. My husband, always willing to help me with my breakthroughs, walked me through this one like a champ. He started by asking me what my fear was, and at first, I couldn't really explain it very well. I said, well, I'm scared that if I get skinny, nobody will like me. But I realized that wasn't really it. There was more to it. So I tried to come up with a more specific description, and I realized as I'm trying to explain this to him that what I really believe is that secretly, nobody really wants me to get skinny. And that when I reach my goal weight, I'm going to trigger a ton of people and they're all going to hate me. Now, this seems completely irrational because I am getting tons of support on social media, especially Facebook, from hundreds of friends, families, and followers. But I subconsciously fear that some of those people who are rooting me on now don't really want me to get thin. I believe that some of them think I'm eventually going to give up and be fat again. So they're just pretending to root for me now, waiting for me to fail so I don't betray them and turn into a skinny person when we had this unspoken agreement that I was a fat person. I see that this is a crazy belief and it's absolutely not helping me succeed in any way. Plus, logically, I'm sure that 99% of my supporters will absolutely love it when I succeed. And they'll probably still like me when I'm skinny. So where does that fear come from? Well, we did some digging. And as we processed through this breakthrough, I found a deep subconscious belief that I'm a little ashamed of. I really don't even want to share it, because I think it'll make me look like a jerk. But I committed to full transparency and radical accountability when I started this weight loss adventure. So I'm going to share it and hope that you guys don't hate me and think I'm a big jerk. I discovered that I don't like people that go from being fat to skinny, especially if I only knew them when they were fat and I've known them for a long time. It felt like a betrayal. It felt like there was an unspoken agreement that we stay fat together and they're betraying the team by getting skinny. So as we explored this very unhealthy belief, I brought up in my mind a few people that I know that I originally met when they were very overweight and they've lost 100 pounds or more since then and are skinny now. And guess what? I found a lot of negative feelings towards them. I felt like they were conceited, mean, harsh, closed off, unfriendly, judgmental jerks. Oof. That's how I subconsciously believe people are when they reach their goal weight. Well, of course I'm scared to get skinny if I believe deep down in my subconscious mind that I'm going to turn into that conceited, mean, harsh, closed off, unfriendly, judgmental jerk because I reached my goal weight. That is a serious obstacle, you guys, and it could throw anybody off track if it wasn't dealt with. So, of course, I need to deal with it because I am not shaving this head. I am reaching my goal and keeping my hair. So, as I processed this fear and we talked about it, I realized that once again, that fear is actually a boundary issue. My brain exploded as I suddenly saw the truth because literally every aspect of my weight problems can be traced back to boundaries. And here's how that applies in this fear. When I am fat, I don't like myself. I feel low self-esteem and need external validation to feel okay. Well, in order to get external validation and approval from other people, I have to lower my boundaries and let other people say or do whatever they want around me, and I go along with it. I can't enforce my boundaries like, oh, no, thank you, I don't eat sugar anymore if I'm offered some delicious home-baked goodie without offending somebody. Or if I try to enforce a boundary like, oh, you think my food plan's too restrictive? Well, guess what? It's my food plan, not yours. And it's working for me. Or, sorry, that's my workout time, so I can't make it to your party. Or even the really mean one that keeps coming up is, who are you to give me advice on weight loss when you're still obese? And I know that one feels really mean when I say it. But it happens so often. So many obese people are telling me I'm doing it wrong. That's a boundary issue that I attract people who try to tell me I'm doing everything wrong and question myself. Establishing and enforcing personal boundaries is something I have to do in order to live life at my goal weight. Because lacking boundaries is exactly what got me to 274 pounds in the first place. My soft, open, pliable, overweight self felt more user-friendly than someone who says no and means it, or someone that makes their time and goals a priority, or someone who keeps promises to themselves on 100%. Those people feel kind of hard. But I was soft. I was soft in everything. I was soft in my commitment. I was soft in my integrity to myself. I was soft in working towards my goals. I was soft in trying to improve my health. And now I'm gradually turning harder, energetically, physically, emotionally, but not hard in a bad way. Hard in a good, strong, healthy, boundaried way. Establishing boundaries will absolutely push some people out of my life. And it will happen to you too. And in this case, it's not going to happen because I got skinny. It's going to happen because I no longer will be molding myself to other people's ideas and wants and needs in order to please them. And the people that need that to be happy are going to look for it elsewhere. They will phase themselves out of my life, and I get to learn to be okay with that. In fact, we thought of one really cool thing about this change, and that is that I'm going to start attracting people into my life who also have firm boundaries, people who make their goals a priority, people who are protective of their time and energy and respect mine. people who appreciate others for their strengths and gifts, not seek them out for their weaknesses and insecurities. We attract people who are vibrating at the same level as we are. And soft, unboundaried Kelly had a much lower vibration than skinny Kelly does. So skinny Kelly will be attracting a whole different breed of person. So the lesson in this breakthrough is that we all have a certain level of softness, complacency that we are accustomed to. And as we accept less softness and complacency in our lives, our friend groups are going to change. And we get to be okay with that. Not everyone has to like us, but the right people will. It's the law of attraction in action, and it's one of the immutable laws of the universe, so there is no use fighting it. We get to remember this, and we get to stop fearing the loss of those people who prefer the soft version of us, the boundaryless versions of us. I get to let go of people who prefer soft Kelly. And if they don't like skinny Kelly, then we're not really good for each other anyway. If you are also on a transformation journey, especially a huge weight loss like me, I hope that this episode helps you work through some of your own subconscious fears of success. And you can apply this to all kinds of transformations. It doesn't have to be weight. What is the dynamic in your life with your current friends that's holding you back? And do you need to change your boundaries? Do you need to form boundaries, period? Or do you need to strengthen them? Or do you need to make more boundaries? What do you need to do to become the person you want to be? And how do you get to learn to be okay to leave people in the past as you raise your vibration and become the person you truly want to be? All right, that is it for today's episode. Thanks for being part of my journey. I love you guys. I hope you manifest amazing things this week. Everybody remember, let go of your soft, unboundaried, complacent sides and work on being a little harder, but in a good way. All right, I will talk to you all next Monday. This is Kelly K. Walker, the Queen of Manifesting. I'll see you later. Bye.